In case you missed it, you probably did because the state tried to hide this as best as they could. The bear hunt in New Jersey has come to an end. No, there was no public announcement, team with some sort of explanation, just an online statement, which if you didn't know where to look for it, you would have never have seen it. It was on the state Fish and Wildlife website page. This is what they posted. 2021 bear hunt update. The black bear season is closed. On June 21st, 2021, the New Jersey Comprehensive Black Bear Management Policy expired, and as such, there was no black bear hunt in 2021. In accordance with the Supreme Court ruling on September 27th, 2007, no black bear hunt may occur without a properly formulated comprehensive black bear management policy proposed by the New Jersey Fish and Game Council and approved by the Commissioner of the New Jersey Department of Environmental Protection. Now, why hasn't that plan been approved? Well, it's been learned that the Commissioner of the Department of Environmental Protection, Sean LaTourette, hasn't even read what was put together. You think about it, Governor Murphy has been long preaching about following the science when it comes to the coronavirus, yet in this case he's obeying his version of political science, putting the public safety at risk in New Jersey. Just recently, a Rutgers student was mauled to death by a black bear. The older gentleman was recently attacked in his garage. He wound up about 30 stitches. Think back when Governor Corzine canceled the hunt. That was back in 2006. Adults and children were afraid to go outside because the bear population wasn't being controlled, and sightings in neighborhoods took place multiple times daily. Maybe even literally and figuratively in your backyard. I know I can remember sitting in the studio numerous times to see a bear lumber past my window, and the studio was not in the woods, by the way. We're just a block off a major highway. The way this worked, New Jersey's comprehensive black bear management policy was good for 5 years, and as the notice said, it expired this year. Wildlife biologists at the Division of Fish and Wildlife, they updated the policy, and based on their research, determined that New Jersey still needed a bear hunt, and included it in that new policy. Fish and Game Council approved the policy, but the head of the DEP, the commissioner, as I said, didn't even bother to read it. Stall tactics, basically. They ran out the clock. Most recent estimates for the black bear population was around 4,000. Scientists say a healthy population in northwestern New Jersey should be about half of that. In addition to the problem of human bear encounters, bears annually cause tens of thousands of dollars of crop damage on farms in what's called bear country. So not having a hunt only will increase the likelihood of that problem becoming worse. They seem not to be able to understand why there's not enough natural food for bears because of the overpopulation. That's when the bears start looking for a plan B, which usually involves your garbage cans and, well, maybe even your home. Now, I wonder if Murphy will see this as a reason to spend your tax dollars on a program to teach you how to put out trash and not attract bears, and, oh, don't laugh. You might have forgotten about this. Corzine spent almost $1 million 1 year on that idea. Is it too far out there to imagine the state mandating bear-proof garbage cans, which you'll only be able to buy from the state, for a price more, a little higher than normal retail, I would imagine? Which, by the way, those cans don't work. The screw-on lids? No, the bears quickly learned how to screw those lids off to get what they wanted to. Some say dig a ditch and drop your garbage cans underground. Ever see a bear's paw? Pretty big claws. Dig up or pry open a metal lid with. So were Assemblyman Hal Worth, who also serves as the Assembly Republican Budget Officer. He was questioning DEP Commissioner Sean LaTourette on the increasingly dangerous bear activity. This was back during the budget hearings in April. And LaTourette had no answers. Worth said his actions by not approving the updated bear management policy shows the Murphy administration continually does not give a damn about people living in the northwestern part of the state. Think back when he was running for New Jersey governor the first time too. Phil Murphy promised to end the bear hunt. Well, he finally did with this really simple stall tactic. So now we wait for the increase of crop damage, property damage, pets killed, people, especially children, endangered, even attacked, God forbid, all by aggressive bears who the bear people say are afraid of people. No, I think that's, we kind of got that the other way around, don't we?